This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب صدق الله العظيم. With the Zionist state having cut off all aid from the first of Ramadan, from the first of Ramadan. And while our brothers and sisters face starvation, in actual fact, since the ceasefire, more than 400 of our brothers and sisters, or 110, something between that and that, have been martyred, have been killed under the ceasefire. And we wonder, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them respite? I was listening to Gabor Mate. He's a Holocaust survivor. He was a small boy when he made it out of Poland alive. And he's a psychologist, I think, in Canada. And he was saying that what the Zionist state of Israel represents is the worst of the human spirit. He said it's a watershed in human evil, and that its justification for existence is a crime against all of humanity, and that it is the worst of the human spirit manifested in a fully functional government. Which is exactly what respite is. Allah's allowed them in the last, I think this year will be 77 years. 77 years, which is a good sign, because there's something called La'nat al-Aqd al-Thamin, the curse of the eighth decade. The curse of the eighth decade. This is something that is mutadawila, is spoken within Zionist circles. Because the first two states, which we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them permission to establish, Bani Israel. Remember, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam is a Muslim prophet. His son Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is a Muslim prophet. They established a kingdom, an Islamic kingdom. But it only lasted 77 years. And then during the Ad-Dawla al-Khashmuniyya, which is the Hashmunian dynasty, also only lasted 77 years. And that is why Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'ah, he said that this state will be finished by 2027. Maybe even sooner, inshallah. Maybe even sooner. But the respite that Allah has given them, Allah says in these two verses, in the first verse, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرُ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Let the disbelievers not think for one moment that we give them respite. It seems like they're getting away with it. But wallahi, Allah says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرُ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّمَا أَدَاتُ الْحَصْرُ وَقَصْرُ. Meaning that we give them respite without any exception. We only give them respite. We only give them scope. We only give them enough rope. لِيَزْدَادُ إِثْمًا, that they might increase in their crimes. They might increase in their savagery. They might increase in their brutality. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for them is a humiliating torment. And then Allah turns to the believers. Allah. Allah. ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه. Allah speaks in the second person. He speaks about the kuffar, and he speaks to the believers. He says, and Allah will never ever leave the believers in the state that you are in. Until when? حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ Until Allah has first separated the wretched from the righteous. And that is what is happening now. It's the only reason why Allah has given them respite. It's the only reason why Allah has given them scope. Because Allah wants to reveal who are the wretched and the righteous way in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are the traitors? Who are the hypocrites? Who are those who have turned their backs on our brothers and sisters in Gaza? وفي الدفة الغربية. Allah is first exposing. And once that is complete, once the wretched have fallen through the gharbala, you know what is a gharbala? It's a sieve. And only the pure believers, the true believers, may Allah make us of the true believers, and only they remain, then you're going to see the victory of Allah is coming, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So it is, wallahi, if we're not feeling it, jama'ah, wallahi, there's a problem, wallahi. If we are not feeling, if we don't empathize and have some feeling for what is happening right now in Gaza, then I fear for our iman, and I start with myself. But the fact that we are feeling this doesn't mean we must become despondent and lose hope. It just means that we have to do more. And we have to return back to Allah. And we have to make right with Allah. And we have to unite as an ummah. And then the victory is going to come, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allahumma sur ikhwanina al-mustada'afina fi Gaza. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع أمنهم من خوف اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت صوم غد لأداء فرض شهر رمضان هذه السنة إيمانا واحتسابا لله تعالى عز وجل.
And Mubarak to Maulana Farooq, who became a grandfather again today, mashallah. Mashallah.